Restoring My Soul. Tuesday, the 31st of May. Conflict in a Marriage. Prior to the fall, as Adam and Eve fellowshipped with God each day at the Tree of Life, they were clothed with grace. Grace was the garment that mandated their priesthood over creation. Once they departed from fellowship, they were bereft of grace. Consequently, they were naked and without authority. They were ashamed. Drawing from this account, we note that God's grace never becomes a residual capacity within a person apart from fellowship with Yahweh. Now fallen, men and women are slaves to their circumstances and they struggle for survival. This innate struggle, involving each one's personal desire for acceptance and the need for identity validation through the expression of their personal initiative, is a tension within their marriages. The woman desires her husband to facilitate the agenda that she has for herself and for her household. The man's agenda for life and expression conflicts with this focus. He has his own ambitions and focus that can particularly relate to how he is seen by others. He views his household as a resource from which he can initiate and exercise rulership in the contexts of his life, be it in the family, in the church, in the workplace, or in the community. Driven by this motivation, he endeavors to rule over his wife so that she serves his agenda. The conflicting agendas of a man and a woman in a marriage create tension between them. The romance of their affection for each other is, inevitably, insufficient to compensate for this tension. Unless they are recovered to the Tree of Life, trading will be the basis of their marriage covenant, resulting in conflict and corruption, individually and within their relationship. The references used in today's devotions are 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, Genesis chapter 3, verse 7, Romans chapter 6, verse 17, and Genesis chapter 3, verse 16. For further study, James chapter 4.